dead. Dead. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Craft Beer is Dead. I'm one of your hosts, Bree, the pint-sized traveler, accompanied by...
I'm Chris Face.
What up, Chris Face?
Oh, you know, stuff, things.
Stuff, news, assortments.
Yeah, news. You want to talk about news?
I do. You want to open a beer first?
Yeah, man, well, fuck it. Let's just get into it. How's everyone out there? Well, she's getting this beer going. I want to hear about your day. You sitting in the car, you picking your nose... This fucking guy earlier, I just gotta say this, yeah. I'm sorry. This fucking dude, okay, Kristen will tell you, I'm maybe not the nicest person when I drive.
What?
Just kidding. I don't get mad at stupid stuff, like, I get mad when you're doing a dumb dickhead thing, right? So, fucking, this guy, I'm trying to turn onto, like, a main road, and I'm turning right onto the road. So, if a bunch of people are stopped at a light, you usually leave, like, a small space, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy did not. That's fine. That's a dickhead thing to do. But he stopped right in front of my car so I couldn't go anywhere. And he's picking his nose. And he's so fucking into picking his nose that he doesn't see the cars moving in front of him. So I can't go anywhere and he's just sitting there.
Oh my God.
And so I honk at him. I'm like, dude, go. And he's like, what the fuck? What? And I just shove my finger in my nose like, duh! And he's like, fuck you. And it's just like, drives off.
Wait, when did this happen? Because I just had like a kind of funny car thing.
This morning? Yeah.
This happened to me yesterday.
Were you picking your nose and like stopped in front of someone?
But this fucking lady was in this piece of shit Volvo SUV in front of me at the light. And there's a lane right next to us to the left that also goes straight through the light. So there's a car behind me, and then her. So the light turns green. And it's like 4 or 5 seconds go by. I'm not from New York. I got patience. You know, I'm not like a green, you know?
Yeah, you give them like a solid like a couple three seconds. Count. Yeah.
So I don't even honk my horn. I kind of give one of these at her. She gets so butthurt that I did this. She gets out of her fucking car, starts walking towards my car, and she's just like, the car won't start. I don't know what you want me to tell you. And I'm looking at her like, how the fuck do you think I know that? You didn't put your hazards on. I know nothing about your life, lady. So I put my window down. I go, okay. And I go to turn around to me, and I move the car on. And then she just keeps screaming at me. So I turn my windows down. You know me, just word vomit. You really don't mean to do stuff. I just turn. I go, lady, I don't give a fuck about your car. And she just is like, ah. I'm like so mad that I said that to her, because I know you're having a bad day, your car's not working, but like, but you don't also fucking come at me. Yeah. Don't come at me about it. It's not my problem, lady. So it's kind of funny.
I hope she gets her car fixed so she can download this episode and hear about her shitty situation again that she probably just got over.
I mean, ma'am, that I'm sorry.
Oh man, when I was growing up, by the way, this is now fucked up things that have happened to us while we're driving podcast.
How about, real quick, this is Jeremiah Red Irish style ale from BJ's, which Chris said that they do pretty bang up job. So, they're independent and brewing since 1996. I didn't know that.
So they, you know, they've got a couple different facilities. They do some contract stuff. That's no secret. But also at the same time, too, you know, they're not exactly like the idea of craft, because they're like this kind of national chain restaurant thing. But yeah. They make good beer.
Oh, that's really yummy.
It's fucking solid stuff.
It's pretty sweet. But that's what I like about
it. Yeah, it's an Irish red style. So, like, you're going to get that toffee, raisiny, figgy kind of, like,
I mean,
really
like
big malt
very
backbone.
Sweet,
but it's also really strong for an Irish red, too. It's, like, 7% or some shit. But
that's really tasty.
But I wanted to, like, I don't know. One of the managers in the area came by. He loves us, so he was super cool, and he brought in a couple six-packs. So
damn.
I've always been a big, like, big fan of, you know, just their brand and what they do. I mean, they may not be, like, you know, heady topper like we're talking about next week in the future. We didn't definitely already record that, whatever. But at the same time, you know, for every person just going into a random restaurant and actually getting turned on to beer, it's cool that they're doing that.
I had no idea they made their own stuff, so I'm really happy that you opened my eyes to this, because this is also really fucking yummy, and I never ever order Irish style. Like, I never do. That's probably one of the last styles that I'll look at the menu and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really got to be in a certain mood to order something like English or Belgian
flight.
Or
yeah. I wouldn't even get a whole pie. I would just try it as a flight.
But I would try it on a flight in that like dicky way that probably a lot of brewers out there do without even realize that they're doing it. Where they're like, oh, let's see your chops Irish realm. Let's see how you do that.
I knew that's what
you're doing. Oh yeah, yeah. Did you bump up your fucking water profile? You better have. He's a Burton on Trent.
Oh my god, a little peek hole into the mindset of the brewer ordering someone else's beer.
Or maybe I'm just a fucking psycho. And
no, I genuinely think that is 99.9% of how people think when they're ordering something. Well, brewers, I mean.
Yeah,
but
also PSA. If you are a brewer doing that, don't sit there and talk to the bartender
don't
and be like,
say it out loud.
Yeah, don't be like, well, I mean, I don't know why you did this, but I would have... yeah, exactly. God damn it. We see those all the time.
Yeah, or you rate it sitting at the bar, so then the people across the bar just sitting there staring at you, like burning a hole through your fucking head. What?
Yeah, we talked about that on the Untapped, yeah. Man. Like, I fucking love, because I still bartend from time to time.
Yeah.
Helps me get in touch with the people, mm-hmm. You know? Let's see what's going on in the world. Oh, what's that? Your car broke down, some lady behind you yelled at you today? Have a beer, you know? It's fucking awful.
Tell me
out
about
there.
It.
Tell me all about it. No, but fucking, like, the people who literally just shit on your beer and then, like, just look you dead in the eye. And, again, I'm not getting emotionally attached to it, but it's just funny how they're just like, oh, yeah, it's great. And then they just leave, like, a two-star, two-bottle cap, whatever the fuck it is. And you know they're doing it. You just want to look at them and be like, hey, saw it. Thanks, guys.
My favorite thing is when someone takes you on an emotional roller coaster through it and they tell you everything wrong with it. And then they look at you dead in the eyes, pause, and go, I really enjoy this. And you're like, fucking really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That drives me insane because then I'm sitting there like, I don't know what to say.
You know the best part about every single person we just mentioned?
They exist.
No, if they drink the beer, it just turns into pee. So it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
And they bought it.
Why do we even do this? Yay.
All right. What's first up on the docket there?
So, man, beer news? I'm not going to lie. Beer news is getting, it's not hard to find stuff because there's always stuff out there. But the more and more that like certain journalism environments like try to just jump into writing about beer, guys, we don't care about the next six beers that are going to tone you down for your summer bod.
Or the 100 seltzers that are coming out this summer. Don't you feel like most of this beer one. News right now, yeah. Which I mean, I'm all about seltzer news, but like I just feel like in the last year when we go to dive into finding articles, it's like 90% seltzer based.
Yeah, there's a lot of that too, and it's god damn it. It's just like, what Cincinnati beer best describes you as a person?
They're like turning into the Cosmopolitan of beer, where they're just seriously. Like, what beer tells you about your personality?
Do this to your beer's balls and he'll love you forever. I used to have a friend who used to read that shit all the time. They're like, 12 secrets to keep your man after doing things in bed. And be like, you don't need to do 12 things. 12 I mean, it's pretty things. Fucking easy.
Like, I need you to do half a thing and adequately, not even well.
If we're just in bed, I'm glad I'm just happy to be there, man. It's great.
I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, man. But with that being said, there were some fun ones that kind of popped up. I'm just glad to be nominated. I'm just glad they didn't look at me and go, ugh. No, so a couple fun ones that I found. Maybe it'll spark some conversation. The first one I found is I love these little like kind of ploys from a marketing perspective, right? So Fat Tire, and this is according to Forbes magazine. Fat Tire, just in time for Earth Day, Fat Tire is launching Torched Earth Ale, a beer made entirely with ingredients available in a climate-ravaged future. It's not good. The brew calls for everything from smoke-tainted water and dandelion weeds to drought-resistant millet and buckwheat grains. Quote, Torched Earth is definitely not like any beer I've ever tasted, describes Cody Reef, the pilot and innovation brewer over at New Belgium. This beer is smoky and less sweet and definitely has a little chew to it since it's at like different grains. It's muddy, starchy, and smoky, and even the brand admits it's awful. This is the future of beer. I would drink far less of it.
It's because they're trying to talk about what climate change is doing to the natural, like the ingredients and stuff that, and what's going to be available to us in the future, and it's going to make it taste like shit. I don't know. That's what I'm taking from it.
No, I think that's exactly what they're. Okay. Like, I don't think. I mean, obviously they.
That
have
just
to be,
has to be from that, the name and everything like that. That has to be. Which that's actually a super profound way of going about it. Like, what better way to tell people how fucking bad things are going to be, but to literally make them taste it? So that's actually pretty dope.
It's a fun idea for sure. But then you know you can also look at the weird complication. So you know even if you're not a big beer drinker, I'd say you've probably heard of Fat Tire. They're all over the place, especially after the acquisition about a year or so ago or whatever. But with that, I mean, would you then also be concerned that the average person just trying something for the first time tries that and goes, oh my God, this is fucking awful, without even realizing what the message is?
I think if they're not reading the can, then I probably don't give a fuck about anything they have to say. And if that turns them off from beer, then it's probably someone I don't want to sit next to in a brewery anyway.
I don't want to sit next to a lot of people in a brewery.
It's like, you know, obviously that turns into less money going into our industry, but it's also like, what a fucking dumb move to not be able to put two and two together with that.
Yeah.
And it's also up to, in my opinion, then, if you're an account, you're a place selling this beer, I would 100% have my staff explain what it is before the person orders it, thinking it's going to be something they're going to enjoy, you know?
Yeah, and, looking into it, I do appreciate, like, this entire campaign they've got going on behind it. So it's the Last Call for Climate Change campaign, right? And they're basically trying to encourage their drinkers to demand their favorite major companies adopt a 2030 climate plan, right? Hmm. So not only with the beer, they've also launched an online tool where users can look up Fortune 500 companies with meaningful and proactive climate plans. And if a brand doesn't have one, the online tool offers outreach outlets for contacting the companies to demand.
What's it, 2030?
I'm assuming just the year.
I didn't hear. I thought it was like a, you know, 30, 60, 90. There was a comma separating. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, I think they're just shooting for a few years from now. But I mean,
I thought that was like, the name of the plan.
Even just, I mean, if you're a big giant company, you should have some sort of contingency plan for this anyway. Because like,
absolutely.
There's even been some where, Amazon was doing these like big like marketing pushes towards the end of last year. Obviously, with them doing a whole bunch more stuff with COVID, people ordering stuff at home. And I remember their entire message was, by 2050, we plan on being entirely carbon neutral. We don't know how we're going to do it, but that's what we want to do.
And that's a really long time.
Yeah, and I was like, that's great, but you literally just said, like in their message, they're saying, we have no idea how the fuck we're going to do.
And they're the people putting a box inside of a box inside of a box inside of a box for, like, an article of clothing.
Yeah,
are the most wasteful packaging I've ever seen. And it's cool if it's recyclable shit, still okay, fine, but I just can't see how it's evening out. There's no way.
Have you ever tried ordering boxes from them? It's a nightmare. There it is. All right. But yeah, all in all, they're doing a cool job with like trying to at least
appreciate the shit out of this, to be honest.
Yeah, their Fat Tire was a certified carbon neutral beer in America. It's okay. I'm really curious too, because now I'm thinking, all right, where would I be able to go get this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a smart buyer, like, I would hope that buyers for certain accounts and stuff have some sort of compassion and empathy for what the marketing campaign is leaning towards. But what if you're just trying to sell shit? Like,
yeah, you wouldn't buy it.
I mean,
no way.
No, I'm not gonna like put it on a shelf at Publix for 6 months because.
I feel like this is just a big PR marketing. It's more kind of like words and the theory behind it and stuff like that. Whether they're actually going to have, you know, high numbers on it, doubtful, but I definitely see what you're talking about. In theory, it's super cool if the masses can actually like hear about it, see it, try it, you know, that'd be cool. Pop it, flip around,
throw it up and drop it. So yeah. Cool job on them.
I like it.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Another article I found, shifting gear. I almost said switching gears. You shift a gear, right?
You do.
Bullets. So, Utah, known for their super lax and easy beer laws.
Very easygoing, very non-religious climate.
Yep, so growlers and beer to go might be a thing of the past in Utah. This is according to gastronomicslc.com. So basically they did kind of an official statement saying, we understand that the important role of this was Shoo-Hoo? No, damn it. I really should have read this a little bit more.
Shoo-Hoo?
Can we just make noises like that for the rest of it?
I think that's what we do.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Damn. Let's see here. So beer 5% or less, and they can't see, so they can't sell beer to go that's 5% or less. If it's a tavern, they can sell it in a sealed container in a can or bottle. But they can't sell if it's over 5%.
What's our stipulation on sealed? Because I've also seen people get very creative with that, where sealed just means that black tape around the bottle or around the top,
you
know?
Really all they're looking at, I think actually that might be a big contingency on this too, is why they might be getting rid of growlers, is because I've worked for places that, like you said, do black tape. I've worked for places that have a heat gun with a shrink wrap around the top. Yeah. And like, I've worked for places that just don't give a shit and they just hand it to you. I think all they're looking for is that some sort of evidence that they had to literally break it open to be able to get to the beer inside. So, which is dumb because that's a cap, but whatever.
Honestly, and that is the biggest struggle your state is facing, honestly. Like, the crime is at an all-time low, unemployment's at an all-time low. Like, there is literally nothing else you could put your fucking forces to besides making sure that people have to go or unwrap a cap.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even then, too, the fact that they still won't let you sell, like, off-premise beer, only less than 5% still.
Oh, my God.
Give your fucking balls a tug.
Honestly.
But,
and you think that people aren't going in there just drinking 30 of them and instead of just having
like a normal beer? No, but again, I've always made this argument where either like the growler laws from Florida, that was a huge thing back in the day.
Yeah.
This growler section here with ABV caps and making sure it's in certain ranges or whatever. You can still in every single state buy a bottle of tequila that's shaped like a machine gun. Like, you don't, it's not because you give a fuck about the well-being of the consumer.
Yeah, it's the and dog so you can and pony show.
Tax it a certain way, or there's just archaic rules with people who are still in power, still making sure that those rules stifle down any sort of competition.
Yep.
That's it. That's all it comes down to. Come at me, bro.
I just would love to know the interior motive for why they do what they do. If it, the religious thing, but like, there has to be something. Like, who have they bought? What company do they own? You know, there has to be something bigger.
If I'm, let's call me AB Schmimbev, right? If I'm that company and most of my products are below 5%, I'm spending a lot of money on legislation, lobbying to make sure that I don't have competition on the beer shelves.
Because that's most of the beer that is on the shelves from them is like 4.5 and shit. So that's,
I mean, I get it from their perspective. It's the same reason why there's a lot of money from these big breweries being thrown around in the state of Florida to stop craft breweries from being able to do self-distribution and things like that, because they do have a huge market share with like SeaWorld and like Busch Gardens and those kind of things too. So, I mean, I don't think it's a very strategic approach, because it's obviously state by state. So if those laws
fucked
are there,
but strategic.
Man, they have the money to keep throwing it like behind certain people's votes on certain different bills and all that kind of stuff. So, which I know all that sounded very politically, scientifically correct. All the bills and stuff like that. It's kind of fucked, but I wonder if it's a mixture of that religion anyway.
Yeah. I'm just definitely not moving to Utah anytime soon, but definitely want to go kayaking there.
I want to go kayaking everywhere.
And Zion looks super dope.
I feel like that would make... Isn't like a really good reggae song where it just talks about Zion?
Zion? I don't know. You probably listen to more reggae than me.
I would listen to one more reggae song than you at that point. Nothing against it. It just doesn't hit me, you know?
No, me either.
But with that specifically, how do you feel about just growlers in general?
I have not one time in my life ever gotten a growler fill.
So back in the day when like there wasn't growler machines, when you used to have to hear the internet dial up, it wasn't that long ago, but like before growler machines and all that good stuff, that's all there was. So it was just growlers, and I remember both locally, we would have growler nights where you'd go and get like a fucking gallon of beer and responsibly drink the whole thing. Or when I was living up in Alaska, where like you had to finish before it was warm, because you couldn't get it cold again, ironically.
I'm like, wait a second.
It was the summer.
Okay.
But growler nights were fun. They were a good time.
And that sounds awesome. I think if we didn't have like all the cans and shit so readily available to us, then I would. But I don't.
Sold it in cans, I'd be like, fucking two of those, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then honestly, from like a filling perspective, unless you have, oh my god, that.
And filling is a pain in the dick. So
it's kind of a nightmare, and it wastes a lot of product unless you have like the right machinery and those kind of things too. Mm-hmm. I just don't get why we do them. I mean, they're cool to have like on a shelf, sure, awesome, but I don't know.
I like those. I think I'd be more likely to get those gallon bag ones. I think that they also are a little bit more shelf set. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's a few companies out there doing those now.
Those are kind of cool just because
you can slap a bag.
You just slap a bag.
Yeah, man. It doesn't have slapping a fucking bag, man.
It's like, you know, so much fun. Great. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a different story. But but I don't know. Like those, for some reason, just entice me slightly more, but still, I mean, those are still pretty fucking expensive.
Yeah, and then just, like, again, having the right machinery to be able to
and
do that,
too. And it's the same beer. There's really, it's very rare that there's a beer where I want an entire growler instead of a can, two cans, get it? But, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a petering.
Oh, wait till I get this in post. Oh, it's going to sound like it's flying around your head.
But you know what I mean. I don't know. And there's no rhyme or reason. I just think this look just slightly better. I don't know. I just don't care enough.
I don't either. I think now that we have the options.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say be done with them, but it is what it is.
Be pretty cool to have one of those bags hooked up to a funnel, though.
I think it's basically just a beer bong.
I know.
Oh. Yeah, let's party. All right. So outside of that, Pink Boots, right? That was fun.
That was super fun.
Yeah, it went really well, I think.
Pink Boots is awesome.
Yeah, if you haven't, we should have just drank that today, too. We'll have to feature that one if we have any more left.
Yeah. We better. I didn't even bring my 4-pack home yet.
I would get it now.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's fucking flying.
Damn. I have not heard one single negative thing about it. Mm-mm. Not one single person. People who don't even like sours, people who don't like IPAs, still are jamming with this beer.
They be jamming.
They be jamming.
Oh, shit, we just made a reggae song.
That's already a thing.
Damn it, you're right.
Jamming, jamming.
That's a good, we should use that.
No.
Oh. Also, we're going to get sued by some copyright person just for saying that.
Yes.
In that,
in that melody.
No, but what was cool is, so again, if you're not familiar, Pink Boots, it's a society that helps perpetuate women throughout the brewing industry in all different facets.
Mm-hmm. It's cider and...
Yeah, just any sort of fermentation. Yep, if you make X amount of money off of the alcohol industry...
Because they just expanded those parameters like this year. So it was just beer before, but now it's everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you look into it, if it's something you're interested in, because it's a lot of really cool resources.
All you have to do is make 25% of your monthly income has to come from craft beer or related.
Just like fermentation in general?
Exactly. All right, yeah. Cool. So 25% of your income. That's it.
So Yakima Chief teams up with them every year to create a blend, and a portion of the proceeds per pound of that blend are then donated back to the Pink Boots Society. What's cool, too, is, you know, like here in America, it's still growing, it's still rising as far as awareness for Pink Boots goes, but it's pretty well established at this point. So you don't think about other random countries like Rwanda.
No.
Where a cool article popped up where a few women at a certain brewery out there were making a bunch with Pink Boots Society as well. They made an IPA.
Not a super unique name, but very cool concept.
Okay, that's...
I'm sorry, I'm butthurt. Like, I literally know, like, three people who wanted to do that name, but it was already done, so they didn't.
So it was already done locally.
Yes.
Yes.
But if you check on tap, there's quite a few.
Exactly.
But it still doesn't bother me any less.
Like. But if you didn't know these people, you wouldn't have this opinion.
Yeah, probably, but still, I know them, so it bothers me.
So it was called Smile More, comma, you should smile more, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was fucking, okay, A, every time we sit down to name a beer, every time we sit down to come up with a creative idea for a beer, every time we try to come up with anything fun or exciting or whatever, guess what? It's all been done before.
But then you come up with a creative name that hasn't been done before.
It's all been done.
Right? All the beers that you guys have named, you can go on Untapped and there isn't any, so...
Look,
I disagree.
You may not be wrong.
You just have to try again.
Yeah. Well, so with this one specifically, yes, it's been done, but it's fucking funny.
It is.
And I feel bad that it's so problematic internationally that men say this to women.
That is
that even in Rwanda, they're telling you to stop being a dick. So yeah, guys out there, if you're saying you should smile more,
fuck off.
Yeah, you should give your balls a tug.
Okay, seriously, and it's not even like it's this. Ha ha he he, this has happened to like some women.
Who said that ever?
Everybody. I have heard that. So back when I did armed security in Pennsylvania for a year and a half. And so I would have to show up to work full uniform, wearing a bulletproof vest, like duty belt and all, and I would have a hat on. And so I would straight up have men, older men, usually 55 and up, come up to me and say I would look a lot more approachable if I would smile more. I'm like, sir, you're not supposed to fucking approach me. I'm not supposed to look like the person you ask for information. If you need help finding your kid, if someone fucked something up, let me know. I should not look like I'm chipper as shit. And that's how it is. And I don't know. I just think that is one of the worst things that you could say to just piss us off for really no reason. Like, I would rather be called a handful of names than have someone with like good intentions think that that was an acceptable thing to say.
Well, I think what that comes down to is that they think that you should live up to their expectations. Exactly. As far as how you should be presenting yourself. Exactly. In public. Also, if I were to need to approach somebody to ask for help, I'd be looking for a name tag and not a gun. You dumb pieces of shit.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's just me. Call me crazy. I'm a little old-fashioned like that. You know what I mean? Mama raised me right. But yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny how, like, even in Rwanda, men are dicks.
It is comical.
Yeah, so.
And I'm not actually mad at them for having that name, because what a good-ass person move to do that, expand it all the way to Rwanda. I mean, that is just a very, very admirable thing. So I'm more busting their balls, but maybe next time check on taps.
Yo, also, since we're like a beer podcast, follow those people, man. Queza Brewing Company.
Yeah.
KWEZA Craft Brewery on Instagram. Do it up.
And follow Pink Boots Society. Also, you know, get involved, obviously. But
get involved.
If not, just follow social media. They're always posting different scholarships and stuff like that that's open to non-members, so it's really cool.
Do you guys always call them non-members? It must be very offensive.
Non-magics? No-madge?
All right. So, I found a fun list of lists.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start with first? We have the 50 U.S. top-selling breweries of 2020. That was a weird fucking year, so I'm really curious to see where everything falls on that. And then also, actually, let's finish with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's start with the top 50. How do you want to go about this? Because there's a lot of them. Doing all 50 would just be, like,
that'd
boring
be a lot.
As fuck.
Let's just do top 10. How do you feel?
Just top 10?
Yeah.
Let's do last 10, top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad because, like, even last 10 in this list is still dope.
Absolutely.
But also,
it's not
like
you did not lose anything. This
no, but, like,
is really cool.
You know, be better, you know?
Just try.
So, coming in at 50, we have New Holland Brewing Company. We've all had something from then.
Dragon's
Milk.
That's why you
yeah.
picked this.
Yeah, that's not one, no. Yeah, we always come in last. God damn it. 49, Montauk Brewing Company. We have Creature Comforts,
nice.
Actually. Yeah, over at 48.
I like
Left
them.
Hand Brewing Company at 47. I like them. 46, we have Shipyard Brewing Company.
I like them.
40, I just have fun reading it like this now. 45, we have Fremont Brewing Company. Love 44 them. Out of 44, we have Two Roads Brewing Company. 43 is Toppling Goliath. Which we see a lot of down here now,
oh,
to be honest.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Actually, GB's has a bunch of their umbrellas out.
That's cool. Oh, man, they're getting into umbrella
fact.
Money. Shit, dog. We need to get some of that sweet, sweet
umbrella money.
Oh, that should be a shirt, too. God damn, we need to look into this, because, like, sweet, sweet umbrella money?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be a good one. Let's see here. 42, we have St. Arnold Brewing Company. 41, we have BrewDog Brewing Company, who we've
mm-hmm.
talked about recently, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then number 40, we have Modern Times Beer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
their spot in San Diego is pretty dope.
Yeah, they're pretty, they're just fucking awesome all around.
They have an entire wall made out of just sticky notes that creates an image of a woman holding a baby monkey. And it's fucking awesome because it's huge.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Huge, and it's all made out of sticky notes.
So,
it's pretty cool.
I want to be sitting at the bar when somebody approaches ownership and be like, I have an idea.
And they walk over and get him a sticky note and tell him, like, to write it down.
What's your budget? And like, I don't know how many sticky notes I'm going to need, but... All right, so top 10. Number 10, we have Deschutes Brewery. If you've never had anything from them, they are amazing.
I don't know.
I think I told you a story about how I ordered a Black Butt Porter instead of a Black Butte Porter.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No.
They looked at me like I had three heads. I'd never seen the word butte before. I'm from fucking Florida. We don't have buttes.
Was it B-U-T-T-E?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
I'll take a Black Butt Porter. This is my first time going into Talkeetna, Alaska. And she looked at me like I was trying to be funny, and I was like, what? And she's like, you fucking idiot.
She's like, aw.
No.
She gave you a little tap tap.
No, she's like, god damn it. Just another reason why I hate everyone.
Annoyed.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, she's a bitch, so.
Number 9, we have Stone Brewing Company. Not Keystone. Not Sawstone. Not Stone Stone. Not anything that rhymes with stone.
Dump their stuff.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I need a sip of this good beer.
Ah. Okay, well, there's that. Number 8, we have Artisanal Brewing Ventures.
Oh, love them.
Who is that?
You've seen some of their stuff probably at GB's.
Okay, cool. I feel like, I don't know.
No?
Is that the 6-point victory? I think that is them.
I just picture the kind of can art.
I gotta look this up real quick. Artisanal. This, you're listening to research live. Can't spell artisanal because I'm an idiot.
So in the meantime, I am still drinking this lovely red.
They don't care.
It's so good. This is going to be really good pre-workout.
Oh, no, shit. They're on
the thing.
Look over you. Anyway, artisanal. Number 8. Good for you guys. Number 7.
Are you fucking kidding me? That whole pause was for you to look something up and then you didn't say anything at the end?
I don't know. It's fucking... Go start your own podcast. Jesus. What do you want from me? I make beer. I suck at talking about it. I'm barely okay at making it. Jesus.
I can wipe my own ass.
I wipe my own ass. Barely.
What's number 8? I don't remember what number we're on.
I just said number 8.
Eight.
We just had a whole thing.
7.
Oh, God. People at home. I'm so sorry. 7. You probably hate this. Your hair looks great, by the way.
You guys look amazing.
7. Bell's Brewery. We've all heard of them. Great. Dope. Here. Number 6. Canarchy. You know them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the collection of Oscar Blues, Cigar City, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have Gambrinus at number 5. We have number 4 with Duvel Mort Gott.
Nope.
So they have Duvel, obviously. They own Firestone Walker. They own Boulevard.
Oh, I keep forgetting that then there's like
entities
underneath.
Company, yep.
Okay, got you.
Number 3, we have Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
Okay.
Number 2, we have Boston Beer Company.
Obvious.
Who do you got for number 1? Give you 2 guesses.
Dogfish Head?
No.
I don't know.
Well, that's technically number 2.
I know, but if they're separating them at all, I don't know. No?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
So no, Yuengling.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Yeah.
Should have
that. That was fun. I look forward to next year when we get to do it all over again. I'll research them before. Maybe I won't. Probably won't remember.
Well, I feel good that I know like 2/3 of the breweries on there, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
If you asked me 2 years ago, I'd know like Yuengling.
Have you even heard of Heady Topper?
Have you ever? You've never had Heady Topper.
You'll get that later. I keep forgetting that we're recording this on order.
Chris has always been very nice to me.
Vice versa, man. We're basically besties all the time forever.
We're always very nice to each other.
Oh, man.
So what's the next?
Yeah, anyway. That was it for that list. I mean, there's not a number 0.
It's like the next list.
Oh.
You fuck.
God damn it. You're not wrong, right? So I can't even say anything back. So I thought this would be fun, right? So Brewer's Law, it's the Florida Brewer's Report. They come out with it. It's a little delayed because they aggregate the data from TTB and all this kind of stuff, too. It's something I've always been kind of fascinated in because I'd like to see just kind of where we fall on things.
Absolutely. The competitive nature of it, too.
But also just like who's doing what out there, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of times where you see brands that look fucking amazing aren't producing shit.
Yeah.
Or you'd see the opposite where like sleeping giants, man.
Yeah, where you're just in your own mind. You're either like, how the fuck or why the fuck not?
Yeah, or we've heard claims, and I won't mention who, but there was a brewery that closed down but also reopened and is kind of still around in the area who mentioned that they were the top producing brewery in Florida.
You're fucking kidding.
Yeah, no. They said they did, or not top producing brewery in Florida, but in Orlando. They said they did 10,000 barrels 1 year when they had been open for 4 months on a 7-barrel system.
That's amazing. So how did you do the math on how impossible that is?
Or? I am weirdly vindictive when it comes to people boasting about bullshit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I went through and I pulled every fucking report and wrote down how they only did 350 in 1 year. So that's cool.
Oh my god. And the testicles. Oh my god. Like, what the... You genuinely thought no one would fucking try to prove you wrong or just be like, yeah, that is the zone, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus Christ.
I know who they are.
That's awesome.
So, guys. I do like this list, though. And like I said, we're probably going to do this once a month.
I'm excited. Yeah.
We'll do this once a month. And I think it'll be a fun way to kind of see how Florida's doing.
Yeah. Ooh, we should do where we're like, I guess 10, you guess, and see how many we get, right? And then
that would be kind of hard, to be honest. There's like so many random
ones. Close to the same. Really?
Yeah, there's really? Like a lot of randoms in the top 10.
I just assume that it's normally the top 10, same top 15, but just in different orders.
Well, and that's the thing about it is because there's like a proportional gap, right? So if you have somebody doing 50 to 70 barrels, or somebody doing 70 to 90 barrels, the 70 to 90 is so much higher in the echelon because not so many, like, there's not so many other beers doing that, that they kind of stay hovering in that one area.
Okay.
And then there's like the top four or five that just kind of almost always stay the same. They just kind of round out, right?
Just sheer and just size and production capacity.
So, again, these are a few months behind because this is when they put it out, and it takes them some time to aggregate the data. But the top 10 for January of 2021, we have Civil Society at number 10.
Okay.
We have Florida Avenue Brewing at number 9.
They're in distro everywhere.
They're fucking dope, though. They're they make a great product.
I like their sours a lot.
Their head brewer is awesome, too. Hmm. Number 8, we have Intercoastal Brewing Company.
Oh, fun. Really?
Yeah, dude.
Aww.
They're like top 10 all the fucking time.
That makes my heart so happy.
See, isn't this fun already?
Yeah.
And then number 7, we have Ravenous Pig.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
I dig that.
I'm glad to see that they're up there because I know, like, with the new expansion and stuff like that, they're able to put out a lot more.
Well, that's counting, like, all their places combined, I'm assuming, right?
So now, I mean, they're basically just kind of out of... I don't put words in my mouth. I know they were kind of like brewing some other stuff every now and then somewhere else just to kind of meet demand, but they have like a full-on bigger facility now, so everything's basically coming out of just the one over in Winter Park.
Oh, and that's how they're quantifying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically what they are saying, just what they're paying taxes on.
Oh, got you. Okay.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah, and especially if you haven't been out there recently, first of all, Ravenous Pig, beer is fantastic.
Yeah.
The food is fucking stupid.
Yes.
It's so good.
And they have really good happy hours, the brunches, but then you can get really, really good snacks in their beer garden, so that's
their beer garden's dope, too. Yeah. So if you are in the greater Orlando area, definitely check them out for
absolutely.
Sure. Let's see here. Number 6, we have Wicked Barley at a Jacksonville.
Okay. I've never been there. Have you?
I have not, actually. No. I've heard that they've got a really cool, like, outside, like, right on a river kind of thing.
Same.
Number 5, we have Funky Buddha Brewery, which, that makes sense. They're pretty fucking big down there. Number 4, we have Twisted Trunk over in Palm Beach Garden.
I've never heard of that.
They're not bad. Really? Really cool stuff. They've been around in the area for a hella long time.
They
pump out some beer, man. It's
pretty
cool.
Where is that again?
It's over in Palm Beach Garden.
Okay.
Number 3, we have Three Daughters Brewing over in St. Pete.
Really pretty facility.
The facility's
pretty
insane,
dope.
Man.
They have the biggest stage I've ever seen in any brewery, like for live music.
Yeah.
It was in, like, it's like a full ass concert stage.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting, really cool.
Yep. They spared no expense for the actual tap room, and their lab is insane. Number 2, we have the Waterfront Brewery in Key West. I had never heard of them.
Oh, that's so ironic. I literally just saved them on Instagram like 2 days ago someone shouting them out. Yeah, because I thought there was only, I don't remember how to pronounce,
Isla Mirada?
Yeah, Isla Mirada.
Is it Mirada?
I thought that was their only one, but there's like 3 or 4 like somewhat adequate ones, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a few different ones down there. But I'd never heard of that one, so.
No.
Yeah, I still haven't made it down to the Keys, and I've been from Florida my whole life. I'm a terrible Floridian.
No, you got to do the Key West Express out of Cape Coral, Fort Myers, and it's super cheap, and it literally takes you right to Key West, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's dope.
All right, fuck yeah. And then, number 1, our friends over in Winter Garden, Crooked Can.
Fun.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's a pretty solid list.
Kind of fun, right?
Yeah. I think that's a really good way to also kind of accumulate some, like, bucket lists and stuff, you know? Yeah. Just kind of, you know.
And also on that same thing, they do kind of let us know some new breweries that are starting up if they already haven't started. We have a lot of times if like a brewery's first time like reporting any sort of TTB stuff, they're like, oh shit, look at that, that's great,
that's nice of them.
Yeah, so check out either Bay 13 Brewery and Kitchen over in Coral Gables, Southern Lights Brewing Company in Clearwater.
What's
and,
it called?
Southern Lights Brewing
Southern Lights, it's pretty.
And then Grayton Beer Company over in Santa Rosa.
Awesome.
Yeah, so check that shit. I thought that was fun.
No, that's super fun. I like I like lists, so that hit my spot.
Yeah, that's why you read Cosmo. Well, that's all I got for lists and shit to talk about. So, anything that that's going on in your world you want to plug?
No.
Cool. Bye, everyone.
A motherfucking thing.
I know. Well, we got some...
You have a trip coming up, so that... this is coming out Monday. You'll be gone,
As this airs, I'll be just getting back from Savannah and Raleigh-Durham.
That's going to be super fun.
Yeah, so I'll take some beer up there and probably bug some people that we stop at breweries and stuff, so...
Well, if you go to Two Tides, you better bring me back some shit, because I fucking love them.
Yeah, I'm going to Two Tides, and I'm going to Hop to Modica or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Kristen found it, and like...
And there's Service Brewing right there, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool ones over in Savannah.
Service was just fun because we're big dart playing people, so anytime a brewery has a dartboard, we're already happy campers. So it's just something so you don't have to just sit there and drink a beer, you know?
Yeah, just post up, man.
Exactly.
And then going up to Raleigh-Durham, definitely plan on hitting Burial while I'm up there, and then some other cool ones in the area.
Awesome.
Too. So,
yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, other than that, we got some cool stuff releasing here. Shameless plug, Tactical Brewing. Go check us out. We're pretty dope.
Lots of new swag in the shop. Beer in the cooler, lots of shit in
here. We got a Wendigo shirt. Oh, so cool.
Yeah, we look pretty great right now matching.
Oh, God, we're such fucking nerds.
We literally wore like.
We both got new shirts. Dude, yeah, let's wear them on the same day.
I'm going to look so cool.
Yeah, we both look so cool. Let's start a club.
It's a cult.
Shit. We should talk about cults next week.
Ah, good idea.
Thank you.
All right, boys and girls, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Sticker Wolf, for all the awesome slappers. If you guys want them, check out our bio. Throw that in there from time to time so you can get some. Other than that, hit that like, subscribe button, and don't be a dick.
Yeah. Go to Apple. Tell them about us. Leave some stars or some shit like that. Yep. Follow us on our own handles. Mm-hmm. Shameless plugs, here we go. There's two hosts, there's two dolls. Follow two people, do it.
Dolls.
Doodles. Oh my god.
Dead. Dead.